Satan is always after new believers, those that have just come to the Lord, because he knows that they haven't learned the word of God. He knows that they don't know how to defend themselves. And yet, as one begins to grow and develop as a child of God, then Satan begins to have a hard time, especially those that study God's word.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Roel Reese in Diamond Bar, California. Well, it is good to have you with us today. Continuing our focus on counterfeit Christian leaders, Roel will encourage us to carefully evaluate the fruitfulness of those in church leadership. Charisma can be deceiving, but ultimately, actions speak louder than words. Genuine faith blooms with God-honoring service, while false piety drifts like empty chaff in the wind. Today's lesson is titled, Beware of False Prophets. In Matthew chapter 7, beginning in verse 15, here's Roel Reese.
Jesus here in the Sermon on the Mount, it's pretty amazing how he's talking to the disciples and kind of training the disciples, because they're going to be going out and they're going to be preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you have these people like the Pharisees, scribes, and Sadducees that are coming against Jesus and coming against what he's teaching. The people would follow him, and then these men in these groups would try to discourage the people and saying that Jesus was kind of a false teacher. But yet through the teaching of the word of God, the disciples not only became strong, think about 3 years with Jesus, never went to seminary. Their seminary was personal with Jesus as he would teach them the word of God. And then as he departs to go to heaven, they take the gospel to the whole world. And many of them, most of them all died as martyrs, except for John the Beloved. He died in the island of Patmos after he wrote the book of Revelation by natural causes. So now Jesus here is going to teach us. Let's begin by reading Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 15. He says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from the thorn bushes or figs from the thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them." Notice how clear Jesus here is talking to his disciples. He uses an illustration of tree being fruitful and those that are not fruitful. If you have a home and you have some trees in your backyard, lemon, orange, whatever it is, and if you begin to see that some of the branches are dying and they're no longer bringing forth fruit, what you do is you take and you cut them off. And when you cut and you trim the tree, you take those that are dry and dead, and you use them for your chimney or you use them for whatever, and you burn them. Jesus here is speaking about those true disciples, and those that are not true disciples but pretended to be disciples, they're going to be cast into the lake of fire. Jesus is so straightforward when he teaches the word of God. And by the way, this is not an accident of these words that are here by Jesus. Jesus never intended people to go to hell. You see, hell, according to the scriptures, was made for the devil and his demons. It says in Matthew 25:41 that God did not make hell, but it was prepared for the devil and his angels. And yet, think about how many people from the past to the present and looking to the future will end up in hell. And the reason is because they did not believe the truth. they accepted not the truth, but they accepted false teaching and false doctrines. Let's look at the first point here. In verse 15, the warning that is given to us. He says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves." So here we see that Jesus is warning concerning these false prophets, going back to his time, but also looking forward to our own time. Because Jesus writes a whole chapter in the New Testament in the book of Matthew, chapter 23, about false prophets and false teachers. Listen to what he says in Matthew 23:14. "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites." In Matthew 23:15, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites." Verse 16, "Woe unto you, blind guides." Verse 23, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites." "Woe unto you," verse 25, "scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites." Verse 27, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites." Verse 29, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites." The reason he says it so many times is because he wants them to understand. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. Jesus, all the way through the New Testament, was warning people about these people that would come not only to the church, but outside of the church. They would come and try to deceive the people that have received the truth of God. Satan hates Christians. Satan is always after new believers, those that have just come to the Lord. Because he knows that they haven't learned the word of God. He knows that they don't know how to defend themselves. And yet as one begins to grow and develop as a child of God, then Satan begins to have a hard time. Especially those that study God's word. To know the scriptures, to meditate on the scriptures, to use the word of God when you talk to people. The worst thing to know is that you're ignorant of the word of God when you're trying to witness to somebody. If the Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses and the Buddhists and any other cult knows how to defend their faith, then what's the matter with the church? The church has become illiterate concerning the teaching of the word of God and knowing God's word. Listen to Jesus again warning. He says, "Take heed that no one deceives you. For many," there's the word many, "for many will come in my name saying, I am the Messiah or the Mashiach, and will deceive many." Matthew 24:11. "Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many." And then Acts 20:28, Paul the Apostle. "Therefore take heed to yourselves and to all the flock that is among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased by his own blood. For I know," Paul says this, "that after my departure, when I die, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also, notice, from among yourselves, men will rise up, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after themselves. Therefore, watch and remember that for 3 years I, Paul, did not stop to warn you, and everyone night and day with tears." With tears. Paul cried. Because he knew that when he would depart, the false shepherds would come. Not from the outside, but from within the church. Within the church. There would be people that they would come to those that are weak and do not know the word of God, and they would begin to seduce them by their philosophy. And Jesus is warning the flock of God. If you don't have a faithful wife or a faithful husband, something is wrong, especially in the society we live today. Everything's open. All the pornography, all of the movies on the internet, all the things that we have to seduce us, especially Christians, to infect your mind, to infect your heart, so that you're open to false teaching. And even those that are coming along that call themselves Christians and are false believers. Second point, how about their identification? Verse 16. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from the thorn bushes and figs from the thistles? Of course not. Apples bring apples, pears bring pears, plums, whatever it is. And it's really important what Jesus is saying here, because they profess to be followers of Jesus. And yet many times such profession is advertised by wearing some type of religious garb. Magazines, riding a bike, knocking on your door, opening the Book of Mormon to compare the Word of God. And they put more emphasis on the Book of Mormon, Joseph Smith, more than the Word of God. And it's only to deceive people. Taoist, Buddhist, bringing their apples and, you know, bananas, whatever it is, and put them on top, and then worship Buddha and bow down and burn incense. When he has ears that cannot hear, he has a mouth that cannot speak, he has hands and feet that cannot touch and cannot walk, and yet people worship stones, and they worship wood, and they worship gold and silver. God is a spirit, and those that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. We must recognize as believers, true believers from false believers, true prophets from false prophets. Jesus here says that the fruit they bear will testify of their true nature. Are they real Christians or not?
This is Somebody Loves You Radio with Roel Reese. Visit us anytime at somebodylovesyou.com for Bible-rich resources that will guide you in walking closely in step with the Lord Jesus. If you have Bible questions or prayer requests that you'd like to share with Roel, you can email him directly at pastorroel@somebodylovesyou.com. Now back to more of our study, Beware of False Prophets.
The evidence. Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Notice he tells you exactly the evidence of the false and the true. You see, we do not judge a tree by the kind of leaves it puts forth. We judge what kind of fruit it gives. And by the way, we also do not gather one kind of fruit from another kind of tree. We have to be realistic. We have to be honest. Every tree gives its own fruit. Every tree. And then at the same time, think that every tree not only gives its own fruit, but these pretenders, these false teachers, they will harm you eternally. You want to hear what the prophet Jeremiah says about these? He had them in his own time. In chapter 23, 17, Jeremiah said, they continually say to those who despise me, God, the Lord has said, they speak as if God spoke to them, you shall have peace. He says, and to everyone who walks according to the dictates of my own heart, they say, no evil shall come upon you. These were the false prophets lying to the people. And through the false prophecies, the people were judged by God because they would not listen to the true prophets. Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, 52 years, he preached. And yet you know that not one person came to know God in his ministry. That's why he was called the weeping prophet. They wouldn't listen to him. And there are so many more in the Old Testament, like Ezekiel, like Isaiah the prophet, and so many that preached the gospel in the Old Testament scriptures, they were going to be fulfilled for the future into the New Testament. And then how about they teach lies? Jeremiah 28:15. Then the prophet Jeremiah said to Hananiah, a false prophet, hear now, Hananiah, the Lord has not sent you, but you make this people to trust in a lie. To trust in a lie. They're liars. They deceive people. But how many people go to people and say, the Lord told me to tell you this. And I say, well, why can't God speak to me directly? See, why does he have to use other people to talk to me? And so if somebody comes to me, I wait upon the Lord and then say, is this a true saying from you, God? Or is it a false teaching? Or is it a false prophecy? And you know that most times when I read the word of God, God speaks to me. I don't hear a voice. I probably would die if I heard his voice. But the scriptures become alive. And then I write down the day that God spoke to me and I wait upon God. And you know what's so cool? Is when the things come to pass. When they come to pass, thus says the Lord, it was God. We need to be careful with that. And then check this out, pretending to be true. We'll hit this one next week. Matthew 7:21. We're coming to the end of the Sermon on the Mount. And look how much Jesus talks about heaven and hell. He says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But he who does the will of my Father in heaven, here's a word, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? They have the gift of prophecy. Notice that. Cast out demons in your name, exorcisms, and do many wonders in your name. And then I, Jesus, will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who continually are practicing lawlessness, sin. This is the word of the Lord. Fourthly, verse 19, the examination. Every tree that does not bear good fruit, he cuts down and throws it into the fire. Matthew 12:33 says this. Either make the tree good or its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is known by its fruits. Notice that. A tree is known by its fruit. Christians are known by what? By their fruits. Loving God with all your heart. Not going back into the world, stepping into that darkness that God brought you out of. And knowing that Jesus Christ has forgiven you for every one of your sins. And he goes on to say this, for a tree is known by its fruit, broth of vipers. How can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. And an evil man out of an evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil things. So these are the connection on these words that Jesus is proclaiming. Now listen to John the Baptist. I like him. I'm hoping to meet him when I get to heaven. He's out in the Jordan River. He doesn't want to go to Jerusalem. If you want to hear me, you come on and hear me out here. So they come out. He says, but when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, these are the false teachers. He warned them. He said to them, you broth of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore, bear fruits worthy of repentance, and do not think to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. Hey, we go to Calvary Chapel. Now imagine, look what he says. He says, therefore, bear fruit without repentance. Do not think I say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. And even now the axe is laid out to the root of these trees. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit, it's cut down and thrown into the fire. Hell again. He keeps mentioning hell. How about fifthly, verse 20, the test. He says, therefore, by their fruits, you will know them. Jesus here is setting clearly the fact that the false prophets pretend to be true, and they're not. They're not members of the body of Jesus Christ. They're not members of the kingdom of God. True Christians will be known by their fruit, a life of Christ-likeness. Christ-likeness. They will not make people stumble in the world or families they know because of their testimony. Because they're not only in the Word of God, they're in the Word of God and they're praying and they're attending and growing and developing Christians, notice, as the Word of God is being taught to them so they can become mature. A true Christian does these things. Number one, he studies God's Word and he reads it. Secondly, he becomes a man or woman of prayer. And then thirdly, we fellowship with one another. And then I love the fourth one. A Christian is full of the Holy Spirit of God. In conclusion, let me give you five things. Five qualities of the character that Jesus would like us to be. Number one, to have true faith. Hebrews 11, 1 and 2 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible." God created them. How about secondly, true worship? John 4, 24. He came to Samaria. There was a woman there coming to get water. And she already had had five husbands. And she was living together with another one. And Jesus asked her for a drink of water. And she said, "I can't give it to you because the well's 100 feet down deep. And I have nothing to draw the water." And then he began to interrogate her. And says, "You know, you've had five husbands. And the one you're living together with is not your husband." And then he said this, "God is a spirit, and those who worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth." The word truth there, God has to be real in my life. Not just a Sunday morning Christian, or a Wednesday night Christian, or Sunday night Christian, 24/7, 365 days in a year. And then check this out, thirdly, how about obedience? True obedience. Remember Saul? He was disobedient to God. He went ahead and took the side of a prophet and sacrificed and took the spoils. And when Samuel came, Saul said, "Hey, Samuel, how are you doing?" "Great." And Samuel said, "What is that that I hear, the bleeding of the sheep behind you?" He said, "Oh, the people." Blames it on the people. They're the ones that did it. He was the king. This is what Samuel said to him. Samuel said, "Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed, notice, than better than the fat of rams." To listen and obey is better than anything else in the world.
As you consider the sad reality of spiritual hypocrisy among church leaders, we hope you'll stand firmly committed to God's truth, not allowing anyone to sway you from your faith. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. Today's lesson is titled, "Beware of False Prophets." If you'd like to get a version of today's message with much more teaching, we'll be happy to send one to you for a donation of $5 or more. Just call us at 800-634-9165. Now, we'd also like to tell you about Raul's six-part series titled False Prophets, Ravenous Wolves in Sheep's Clothing. Available on CD or thumb drive, this study outlines how to effectively recognize and resist religious counterfeits. As you learn to anchor your heart and mind in the Word of God, you'll find that spiritual confusion will give way to God-given clarity. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165 to purchase Raul's six-message study titled False Prophets, Ravenous Wolves in Sheep's Clothing. We'll send you the CD set for $21, or if you'd like, the USB drive for just $10. The number again is 800-634-9165. Our mailing address is Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. Browse iTunes or Spotify for podcasts of all previously aired programs, and download our app for live-streamed messages. You'll also want to visit our Somebody Loves You Worldwide YouTube channel. It's your hub for both archived and live biblical teaching, including Straight Talk with Raul, streaming every Tuesday at 10 a.m. West Coast time. We're continually blessed by your partnership as we share God's truth. Thank you for your tax-deductible gifts. Next time on Somebody Loves You Radio, we'll continue this series with a challenge to evaluate the authenticity of our own faith, recognizing that God looks for honest commitment from all of His followers, not just church leaders. Now, with the closing comment, here's Raul once again.
Fourthly, how about imitating Christ? Imitation. 1 Corinthians 11, 1, Paul says, "Imitate me just as I also imitate Jesus." Mimic me as I mimic Jesus. fifthly and lastly, true fellowship. 1 John 1:3, he says, which we have seen, Jesus, and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship, koinonia, with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. I would pray this morning that each one of us individually would check our hearts. And if you're hanging out with people that are not building up your life and are dragging you down to the world, it's time to break up with fellowship from them and to return back to the Lord and to be obedient to the Word of God so that God can bless you, God can use you, and at the same time, you can be light and salt in a world that is so dark.
I am falling in love with you.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.